In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Quidam enim dicebant, quia bonus est. Ali autem dicebant, non, sed seducit turbas. For some said, he is a good man, and others said, no, but he seduces the people. In the gospel for today, we see that people had different judgments about our Lord. Some said that he was good, but others said that he was not good, but a troublemaker. Even our dear Lord, who did everything well, who spent the time of his public ministry in healing the sick, bringing the dead back to life, in doing miracles, even he could not please everybody. To try to please everybody is a lost cause from the very beginning. Our Lord himself spoke about that. He told the Jews, John the Baptist came eating no bread and drinking no wine, and you said that he had a demon. And the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you say, look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. People will always find something to complain about and to criticize. When we please someone, we will be displeasing somebody else. So what can we do? My brethren, we have to realize that we cannot please everybody. It's impossible. So we have to learn to please God. This is what really matters in this life, to please God, to act in a way that is pleasing to God. Who cares what people are going to say? They are not going to be your judges on the last day. You should care about pleasing the Lord. He is the one who is going to judge you. Now, it doesn't mean that we have to be disagreeable with people. No. We have the duty of being charitable with others. But what I mean is that our first intention and the ultimate goal of our life should be to have the approval of God, even if it would perhaps mean to have the disapproval of men. We should not live in expectation of the approval of others. Sometimes people will say that we are great. Sometimes they will say the opposite. But what people think of us does not change who we are. When they say we are wonderful, we don't become better. And when they say we are bad, we don't become worse. Okay, sometimes it's good to know what people are saying about us, because maybe there can be some truth. There can be some truth to it. And perhaps we have something to change in our lives. But as a general rule, let us not worry too much about what people say about us. What should occupy our attention is what God has to say about us. This is what really matters. Because the judgment of men will pass with men, but the judgments of God will last forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.